Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm so excited about today for many, many reasons. And, you know, later in the show, God willing, I'm going to have a special guest for Mother's Day. I already have people on Facebook saying, I think I know who it is. Who else would it be? All right. So hopefully we'll have my mom on for a few minutes today. And I'll be able to wish her a happy birthday. And, you know, just talk about all the things that she taught me, which is, you know, make your bed, it's 90% of the room, and, you know, the stuff like that. So anyway, that's coming up later on. And, you know, Mother's Day is special, and my husband always makes me feel special, and my girls. It's a beautiful day, and I'm grateful to have my mom still with me at 92 years old. And whether your mom's here or not, it's just a day to honor our moms. And so I hope that you have plans in some way, shape, or form to do that, or your wife, or, you know, whoever it is in your life that's important. It's important to do. And don't forget grandmas, too, if they're you know, obviously a very important part. So, also, the Raw Truth Recharge is going on, as you know. Oh, my gosh. In just a few weeks, we have over 600 people on Facebook alone who are doing the Raw Truth Recharge with me. And, of course, the three pastors, Pastor Marty McDonald and Pastor Matt Gold and Neil Boron, Lifeline host extraordinaire and pastor himself, and then also the five women who have joined us, and that is Wendy Mentor from Kingdom Bound, who will be joining me in just a few minutes, and also Carrie Cardinelli and Jamie Lynn, and we have Sarah Bridgman, and then, of course, Danielle from Kingdom Bound. And everyone, after the 4 weeks, Weights and Measures have been doing an amazing job. Neil is probably the most vocal about it, and of course, we've been highlighting his pictures on Facebook and social media, and he lost 25 pounds in 28 days. But what's more important than that is his body fat and, of course, his health. And even with Matt Gold, his diabetes, his sugar levels have been normal. He's been, you know, talking about how wonderful he feels. All of them have been transforming their life. And it goes so much beyond the weight loss and everything about that. So we'll be talking about that later. But Wendy's going to be calling in a few minutes. She's actually working today because Kingdom Bound is coming up in just a few months, in August 3rd at Darien Lake. And, you know, we want to check in with her today. And then also my good friend, Dr. Peter Gamacorda from Northtown Orthopedics. He's sitting in studio, and we're going to get him live. It's always special to have him because he's not here every month, and he's always got important things to say. And I know those of you that are listening that are trying to prevent injury, but also many of you are walking around with injuries, and I have no idea why you're still just walking around with them without getting checked out. That is something so important. You don't need to be walking around with injury. Find out what it is that's going on, and then do something about it. I hear this constantly in the gym. Well, my shoulder's been bothering me, but I haven't got it checked out because I don't have time. So I'm just going to keep working out or whatever it is. So we want to make sure that we are always getting, checked out. And Dr. Peter Gamacorda will be talking about that. And so we are going to talk to Wendy Mentor in just a few minutes. And many of you later on in the show, you will be able to call in, you know, and ask questions about the Raw Truth Recharge. There are so many people that aren't on Facebook that are joining us, so I'm very busy off the air and off of Facebook answering emails from those of you that aren't even on Facebook that want to be a part of this. And so, we're going to go right to the phones right now, and Wendy Mentor is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I know you're doing well because, my goodness, you were right on board with this from the beginning and wanted to, you know, really change, you know, your body and change your health and improve your health, and we're so excited that you did that. And so I think you were actually posted your stats, did you not?
I did.
Not everybody is brave enough to do that. But
Well, you know, I feel like it's important. You know, it's part of, hopefully it's an encouragement to others, and I think it's part of the accountability. And so, yeah, I was happy to do that.
Awesome. Well, we're you know, excited for you, and I know you're now. What is your actual title at Kingdom Bound?
I am the events director, and you know, with any ministry, we all help out in every way. Everyone's kind of involved in everything, but my main thing is. The events director for the events kind of outside the festival.
So you need to have a lot of energy to do that.
And
yeah, because you're running from tent to tent, to location and everything else. So, you know, I want to talk about the Raw Truth, but I don't have a lot of time today in terms of what's going on, you know, with your dietary habits and all that. But I know that you have been encouraging others to do this because this is something that you haven't, you know, you've been wanting to do, but it's tougher doing alone. Can you just say something to encourage our listeners?
Absolutely. When I first started, when Carrie first asked me, it was kind of a no-brainer. And, you know, as I thought about it, so many times when we want to make a change and we hear people say, well, you'll know when you're ready, and when you're ready, you'll do it. And for me, it was just this reality that, you know what, it doesn't matter if I'm ready or not. I need to do this to get healthy.
Right.
And it was really kind of like this revelation for me. So as soon as, you know, Carrie asked me, I was like, yes, whether I'm ready or not. Because if we wait till we're ready, that's sometimes an emotional thing. Sometimes it's how we, you know, it's based on how we feel.
Right.
And I just knew I needed to do something to kind of take charge and get healthy. So I would just encourage people, whether you think you're ready or not, if you're not feeling well and you think you're unhealthy, then you are ready. And it's just a matter of taking that first step and making that commitment.
Amen. And, you know, obviously, you know, having faith is a huge part of it. Leaning on the Lord of Lords. If you want to get lean, you know, lean on the Lord. That's my motto. So,
amen.
Wendy, people should be, you know, signing up for Kingdom Bound now and getting their accommodations now, right?
For Kingdom Bound, absolutely. Yep, we're in full swing. And, you know, I always tell people there's really no experience like staying on the grounds. And we still have campsites. And if you can't, we have tickets to come for the whole event, you know, driving back and forth or day to day. So, yeah, absolutely get your tickets.
Awesome. Well, I am so excited to be presenting again this year, the Raw Truth Recharge. And, of course, I'm staying on site this year.
Yay.
For the first time ever. So get ready, okay? Because I like to sit by the campfire, but no marshmallows or anything like
that.
But I am going to be there 24/7, and I want everybody to join me and you know, hopefully stay over, and we'll have some fun, you know, day and night. So Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today. I'll get you in studio, and we'll talk more as the weeks go on here. But keep doing a great job. You're doing fantastic. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Robbie. Thank you so much for all you're doing. I really can't tell you how much it means to me. So.
Well, you know what? I'm just doing what I feel I'm called to do. So thank you. So listen, we will talk soon, and, you know, persevere.
Thank you. All
right,
Robbie.
God bless.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, Dr. Peter Gambacorta in the house from Northtown Orthopedics. You can call in with your questions or comments, and do not think that pain is normal, okay? Let's talk about it. Let's get you some help, and we'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, you need to make a lasting impression on your customers. Resolution Print Solutions will help you stand out in the crowd. With state-of-the-art print technology, their team is skilled at printing eye-catching window signs, outdoor signs, and point-of-purchase displays, plus business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and much more. Contact Jeff at Resolution Print Solutions today at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let them know Robbie Ross sent you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Wendy Mentor, thank you so much for just joining us from Kingdom Bound. I'm so excited to be presenting at Kingdom Bound this year. And I just wanted to mention that my good friend Brenda Alacy, who's a contributor for the Buffalo News and also on WBEN and also ESPN, and she's always listening to the show, and I'm so excited for her because she has her own show now. And, you know, you got to tune in every Sunday at 10:30 on Entercom for that, and she's just an inspiration, that girl. So I know you're listening, Brenda, so I just am so proud of you. So right now in studio is Dr. Peter Gambacorta. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Glad to be here this morning.
Oh, good.
An early happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I know. You're right on top of that. You know, you can't forget that day. It's important. You know, the wife and mom. I know your mom listens to the show.
Yes, well, I was going to do that at the end, but I could do it now if you'd like. Happy Mother's Day, Mom, and to my wife as well. I hope we got some stuff planned for tomorrow, so we should have a good time with the family.
Yes, it's a big day, and that's nice. Happy Mother's Day to your wife and to your mom, and I know they're Facebook friends of mine, so I like them already. So I've been thinking about you because, you know, obviously, we went from winter to summer here.
The typical Western New York shift, right?
Yeah.
Let the ice boom out, and then all of a sudden, we're kicking right into summer.
Right. And so everybody's out already. I mean, runners, bikers. I saw inline skaters already. I saw people running with their kids, with the joggers. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
It is great to see that at the same time. Absolutely.
At the same time, it makes you busier. More busy, I should say. And so, you know, with that, you know, here, obviously, I was just mentioning before, it just blows my mind in the gym when I'm talking to someone and they're working out and they're saying, you know, I'm having trouble with my knee, with my shoulder, with this, with that. And they just never go get checked out because they think it's just going to go away automatically or whatever it is. I don't know. What can you say to those people? Like, you know, they need to actually get that reality that it's not normal to have pain.
Right. You know, there is a threshold there for pain. You know, some pain or some delayed muscle soreness you might get after a good workout is the typical type of pain you would get after a good workout. But there's some pains that are there that aren't supposed to be there. You know, when you're reaching up to get the cup out of the cupboard and your shoulder hurts, or you're sleeping at night and you can't sleep because your shoulder's hurting you. Or if you're moving around and every time you squat down to play with your kids, your knee's locking and clicking and hurting, those are different. And, you know, if they continue to bother you and they're bothering your activities throughout life, sometimes just going to see a specialist like myself or other specialists in the area can help at least guide you through a path to maybe make this better and improve your symptoms and get back to having a less painful or pain-free life.
And I have this conversation with sometimes with people in the gym, and I say, you know, you should go get checked out. You know, I have Dr. Peter Gambacorta from Northtown Orthopedics, and they're like, oh, yeah, I don't want surgery. Like, right away, they think they can't come because you're going to tell them they have surgery. So,
I'll tell you, the majority of my patients I'm not operating on. The majority of my patients I'm seeing for these pains and problems and things, and I'm just directing them with different modalities and different treatments, things that we can do to help alleviate their pain symptoms and get them back on the right track. most of the treatment that I'm, you know, providing for them is direction, whether or not they might need physical therapy or exercises sometimes that they just need to perform at home, with working on flexibility, sometimes working on strengthening certain muscle groups to help alleviate their symptoms and get the balance back that their body is missing, which is usually causing some of these pains.
Right. Okay, so I want to make sure that everybody just heard that. So just because you have you're going to an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Peter Gambacorda at Northtown, does not mean he's going to, you know, say you need surgery. And so there's so many other things, because obviously, you're a surgeon, but, you know, your specialty is sports medicine, shoulder, hip, and knee surgery. But you do arthroscopic?
Yes, I do arthroscopic. You know, the surgery part of it, as we were just discussing, is it's kind of the end road for when you failed all the other measures that we've tried to make you better, whether it's physical therapy, injections, trying medicine, doing different things at home, working out in the gym, you know, under the right guidance. After you failed all these things and you're still having the pain, you're still having the problems, you know, if we were to get an MRI or do some special testing to see that there was something broken and torn that's not going to heal by itself, that's when surgery would be utilized. And the arthroscopic surgery is a technique that I use in multiple joints, in the shoulder, in the hip, in the knee, in the ankle, in the elbow. And it's basically a minimally invasive technique where you can get into the joint, fix up little cartilage problems or tendon problems that are there, and get out without causing a lot of damage to the soft tissue and other muscles to minimize the recovery process associated with the surgery.
And that's what I think people need to hear, is that it's like, you know, when I thought, you know, I remember being in high school and having, like, my hernia, surgery, and I was out for like 2 months, you know. It's not like that anymore, is it?
No, it's not like that anymore. It's much different. And it depends on the body part, and depends on, of course, what we're treating. But, you know, an arthroscopic technique for the knee might have you down for a couple of days when you're on crutches, and then just come off the crutches and you're walking on your own power at that point. That doesn't mean you're ready to run your marathon in a week, but you're going to be on the road to recovery, and it depends on what problems you have. You know, it can help steer the situation, and it can also help, minimize the trauma that you're getting to your body.
You know, you mentioned the marathon, but there is a marathon coming up in May. I know that several of the people that I know from the gym are running the marathon, and some of them are doing the half marathon. Others are doing the full marathon. And I'm going to be honest with you. Over the years, I have seen people, you know, several people who have had, you know, hip replacements. They're longtime runners, running, you know, constant movement, the same movement all the time, over and over and over and over. That's not good, is it?
Yeah, you know, that leads to the overuse problem, and I think that's probably one of the most common things that I see. I do see a lot of runners in practice, and right now we are kind of swinging into the running season. Boston Marathon was, you know, just a couple weeks ago. We got the Buffalo coming up at the end of the month, and I think there's a 5K every weekend. So at least, so there's tons of runners that I'm seeing in the office right now. And you know, if I'm going to give you tips to try to prevent injuries as a runner, one, if you're just starting off and you're a novice, you have to be careful about starting your program. You want to start a running program where you gradually increase your running speed and time. You want to make sure that you're running, you know, if you're going to start running the first time, make sure that you're working in the walk portion and a run portion at the same time, so you're not overloading your joints in your body. When you run too fast or you advance too fast through a program, like you're going to go, oh, today I'm going to run a half a mile, tomorrow I'm going to run 3 miles because I think I can do it, then you start to overload your body, which can't handle that repetitive stress, and then you end up with stress fractures and other problems associated with overuse, which then take you out of your running your event that you had planned on doing. So it's important to make sure that you gradually increase your exercise. That almost goes across the board for what we're doing with a lot of these, whether it be running or swimming and cycling.
And you mentioned stress fracture, because I've had a stress fracture in my foot before, because when I first started, teaching classes, believe it or not, back in the dark ages, I was jumping around on a cement floor. And so, of course,
I see runners all the time running on the sidewalk, which is like the worst.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely recommend for my patients to be trying to run on the all-season tracks if they can. I also recommend that they obtain a couple pairs of running shoes. So you're not always running in the same pair of running shoes, but if you alter the pair of running shoes, not the same pair two times, two different pairs,
right,
so that your body's absorbing the stress a little bit differently with each run. That can also, has been shown to decrease the amount of overuse injury you see in runners.
Right, and the same thing in the gym, actually, you know. So people are taking kickboxing classes or whatever. They need to do the same thing. And one of the things I love about you, Dr. Gambacorta, is that you do keep yourself in shape. And so you're not somebody who's saying, you know, when you work out, do this, but you've never worked out. You right. actually... you know, do activities yourself with, you know, for yourself, keeping in shape, but also with your kids. And I know that you treat kids as well.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah, you know, I still try to keep in shape, even though it's hard. It's always trying to maintain that balance in life between work, family, and trying to take care of yourself at the same time. But, you know, I do take care of kids as well, and the kids' injuries are certainly popping up now that it's spring. We're seeing a lot of baseball and track injuries that are showing up in the office as well. So,
yeah.
Well, again, most of the ones that the kid's getting are in that overuse category where they're just doing too much, too fast, and their body is not used to it, and then they're stressing out one of the joints or the bones or a growth plate, which is then starting to cause them pain and give them problems.
And one of the things that I saw, because my daughter used to take soccer, is that, you know, the kids are growing so fast, especially, you know, when they're little, and they're the moms and dads, you know, it's hard to buy shoes all the time, you know. Every time their equipment, they start outgrowing their equipment, it's another investment. And sometimes they try and squeeze a little bit more out of things, and it really is not, I mean, you end up paying for it in the long run,
right,
by treating injury or what have you, because they're not, the equipment doesn't fit,
right,
or, you know, they outgrown it or what have you. And I know your kids, you know, are.
Yeah, absolutely. And equipment's one of the things, you know, there's a whole bunch of general tips that I can give based on how to prevent injury in kids with sports. But one of them is having proper fitting equipment and making sure that they're wearing it.
Yeah.
We see a lot of the injuries that are occurring, sports-related injuries that are occurring when they're not wearing their equipment in practice, or when they're wearing the equipment,
yeah,
that's worn because it was handed down by their brother and it didn't fit them anymore, and now it doesn't fit them right and it's worn out, and then it's not suiting its function as being protective. So, you know, having the proper fitting equipment equipment that's not worn out is very important to prevent these injuries.
Well, we're going to be talking more about this with Dr. Peter Gambacorta. And by the way, he's from Northtown Orthopedics. The number there is 716-204-2550. Again, 716-204-2550. Let them know that you heard of it on The Raw Truth. But also, when we come back, we'll open our phone lines. You can call 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And the first caller will get one of my exercise DVDs, The Raw Truth, Yoga, and you take the pick, okay? Whatever you want. There's four of them. So when we come back, Dr. Peter Gambacorta in the house, again, from Northtown Orthopedics. And you know what? Hey, you know, you don't have to pay for this appointment, so just let us know what's on your mind. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambacorta of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambacorta today at 716-636-1470.
Robbie Roth, a holistic health and nutrition practitioner. For over 30 years, she's been teaching thousands of people on how to improve their health and body into the temple God made it to be. She offers personal nutrition consultations, monthly holistic classes, and a 12-week healthy eating living program designed to cut your cravings, change your habits, increase your energy, transform your body, and get lean and healthy forever.
Hey, this is Robbie Roth. Let me help you get a plan that will transform your life, because you will either spend the time and the money preventing disease, or you will spend the time and the money treating disease. Which is better for you?
You can change your life today. Contact Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day, don't forget, okay? And later in the show, God willing, we'll have a special guest, my own mom, who just turned 92. We'll see. Hopefully she's taking a nap right now, so we're hoping she gets up. But we will get to that. And Dr. Peter Gimbacorda right now from Northtown Orthopedics is in studio, and our phone lines are open. For the first caller, we have you can choose from one of my four exercise DVDs. And, you know, Doctor, I wanted to talk about the one thing I'm always hearing in the gym is the knee injury. And I have to tell you, for myself, because I like to run, not love to run, but I like to run because you get your best bang for your buck really quickly when you don't have a lot of time. But every single time I start running, and I hear this from runners all the time, is I start getting a pain in my knee. And it otherwise, my knee doesn't bother me. So I know it's hard to diagnose right here, but what is that about?
I'll tell you. Commonly things that the runners are going to get for their knees, most common is an anterior type of knee pain. All right, anterior is going to be where your kneecap is and where that's articulating or where that's connected to the femur bone. Now, the kneecap itself and the femur bone have a type of cartilage around them called the articular cartilage. It's the shiny edge of the chicken bone type of cartilage. The muscles that attach to your kneecap are your quadriceps, and we have muscles in the back of the knee. When you're running, you're going to see a tremendous amount of increased force through that joint, like 10 times or more that your body weight is. So you're going to see a tremendous amount of force going in that kneecap joint, and with repetition and running, without being conditioned for it, that can cause some pain if there are some imbalances of the muscles. And this is kind of where I was alluding to before, where sometimes you just have to work on targeting certain muscle groups, sometimes in your glutes, sometimes in your thighs, sometimes on the back of your leg, and then also working in some flexibility to get the muscle tendon unit balanced to help alleviate some of those pain symptoms. And the other is, again, that going back to the overuse, where your body, which hasn't been conditioned for that running yet, can be, you know, you can be overloading it in the beginning when you first start running. And that overload can start causing this pain, and it'll start to snowball. Where at first it might hurt a little, and then you go run the next day and it hurts a little bit more. Yeah. And before you know it, you can't even run on it at all because it's killing you all the time.
Right.
All right.
So I'm avoiding it because, of course, I can't be injured. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's nice out, but I don't want to go. But I see this in the gym and outside the gym with cyclists as well. Like, the quadriceps are, you know, huge.
Right.
They have this imbalance because they're you know, not working their hamstrings as much.
Glutes, core, hamstring. You know, they're lacking in other areas, and they're getting an imbalance to, you know, to where the patella is articulating. So, yeah, absolutely.
And,
very common.
Oh, yeah, and the flexibility as well. And so, you know, I tell people, because a lot of times I see people coming out of their cars and starting to stretch, and they're only stretching their quadricep. They're not even doing a hamstring stretch. So even stretching has to be balanced as well. And so we have Anne Marie from, is it Fredonia? No, Freedom.
Freedom,
New York. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Robbie?
Very good. Did you have a question this morning?
Well, actually, I won your DVD.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, and I'm excited about that. I just wanted to make a comment that I am following the Raw for Truth program.
Oh, good.
And I'm really excited because I'm also a fitness instructor myself.
Excellent.
And we'll be doing Zumba at Kingdom Bound.
Oh, yay. Wonderful.
Yeah, so I really felt it was an encouragement and a goal set for me, an example to my students, and I'm excited to get one of your DVDs so I can incorporate that into my fitness routine.
Well, good, Anne-Marie, and, you know, just make sure you email me. We'll get that over to you. And
yes.
I know a lot of people do take Zumba and many of the dance classes, and I do also, you know, see injuries with that sometimes because they're not picking up their feet or what have you from, you know, pivoting and that kind of thing. So I'm sure you see it as well when you're teaching.
I do. The proper shoes is key.
Yep.
Too.
Well,
you know.
Listen, introduce yourself to me when you're at Kingdom Bound, okay?
Oh, I will. I will definitely do that. I'm staying there also for the 3 days, so I'm sure we'll run into each other.
Okay, well, we'll connect.
All righty.
Okay, Anne-Marie, we'll talk soon.
God bless.
God bless you.
Have a
bye-bye.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dancers. You know, many of my friends right now, their kids are, you know, doing dance competitions. It's all coming together now.
This is the season. The recitals are starting to come together right now. This is the time.
Wow, you even know about the recitals.
Oh,
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, because you treat kids and you must see it.
I do see a lot of dancers, yes.
And the kids are overzealous, okay? They want to, you know, go overboard. And
yeah, dance is one of those, it's a sport. You know, when I was a fellow, I took care of the Boston Ballet, so I will say that dancers are one of the most highly tuned athletes I've ever worked with their body and conditioning, and they're very, most of the time when they get to a higher level, they're very in touch with what's going on, and if there's something wrong, they can really pinpoint it pretty quickly. Now, dance, though, can be one of the more apt sports for overuse, because with dancers, they're often in the studio and dancing 3-4 hours a day, and they can be doing it several days a week.
Right.
So getting into overuse problems with dance is very common.
Yes.
And you can see, depending on the type of dance, you know, whether it's, you know, an Irish type of dancing or a tap and jazz and ballet, you know, you're going to have different problems with different types of dance, but mostly in the lower extremities where we're finding the dance problems.
Right. And so, you know, coming to Northtown Orthopedics and getting your child checked out because of injuries that you have is not going to lead them into surgery, as Dr. Peter Gambacorta said. You know, you many times offer, you know, advise them to do, you know, other treatments, or maybe it's physical therapy or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find the right treatment for the right patients. And certain patients, even you know, with the therapists and some of the other medical specialists in the area, if you're a dancer that's coming in, I might refer you to a therapist that I know who is a dancer or was a professional dancer. So
very
you can
good.
Get a correlation there, and it makes sense for both of you, you know, to for the treatment. So
yep, absolutely. Now, just remind me, because Northtown Orthopedics, I know, has a place on transit, because I go past it all the time, but you have other locations as well, right?
We do. So I'm the medical director at the Children's Hospital for the Sports Medicine Department, and we have a location at the Children's Hospital over on Bryant Street. I also work out of an office in Williamsville, North Union, and Main Street. We have several other office locations with other providers. There's approximately 10 providers in our group, and we have office locations in Ellicottville, in Alden, in Kenmore, in Tonawanda,
Yeah, all over the place.
Several places, yeah. And West Seneca, too. I'm trying to remember the other ones.
Do you work at all of them? Or
I don't work at all of them. I really just work at the Transit Road in the Buffalo, at Children's Hospital, and then at the Williamsville office on North Union.
Yeah, and if your wife's listening, she's probably saying yes, and that's enough,
yes. That's good.
He does all that, medical director, everything else, and he's going to be celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow and making sure that, yeah, whatever it is.
It's all about the balance.
No pressure. You know when you come in here, you're going to be reminded that tomorrow's Mother's Day or whatever it is, okay, because I'm all about the holidays. All right, so listen, when we come back, we'll be able to take a few more calls if you have a question for Dr. Peter Gambacorta. Maybe you have a shoulder injury. Maybe you have a knee injury. Maybe you're running a marathon. Maybe you don't want to be injured. Maybe you know someone who's injured and you have a question. This isn't a doctor's appointment. He'll try and help you answer the question as briefly as as well as he can without knowing you. But you can call in, and that is 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 684-2848. And, let's keep the calls for Dr. Gambacorta here, because he's only going to be here for just a few more minutes, and we'll make sure that we'll get your call in. But listen, don't forget, later in the show, I have a special guest, God willing, special Mother's Day guest. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Nisiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Nisiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
So, Dr. Peter Gambacorta in the house here from Northtown Orthopedics. Their number is 716-204-2550. 716-204-2550. And, Doctor, I have to say, the other day in class, somebody, I was doing weights, teaching my weight class, and somebody sat down. I went over to her and she said, I forgot even what it was, but she had a joint dislocation, like right in the middle of class, and she's sitting down. I'm like, oh my goodness. She goes, it comes out all the time, and I just push it back in or whatever. And I'm like, are you sure? I mean, I'm trying to teach class but talk to her at the same time. But then she got up and started, everything was fine, and she got up and continued class. I mean, how often does that happen? And tell me about
joint dislocations. So joint dislocations and commonly subluxation. So the joint itself, where the bones are connected to each other, can sometimes sublux or dislocate. So it's the difference is a subluxation is it kind of slides out of place and slides back. A true dislocation is when the joint loses its congruity with itself. So, it's pretty common to see these subluxations and dislocations in shoulders and in kneecaps. The other joints, they usually don't happen the way that you said. But, in a female who has some laxity to her ligaments where she might just be a little bit loose where, I kind of describe it as being able to do the fun party tricks where they could take their thumb and bend it back to their wrist. Sometimes their elbows go beyond 0 degrees when they extend all the way. Usually have flat feet. If you're the type of person that you can fold up and put inside of a box because they can bend their body in all these funny
right,
ways.
Right.
So the ligaments are a little bit lax. When you have that laxity of the ligaments are important in your body for keeping the bones connected. So if they're naturally loose, you're going to have the natural tendency to slide those bones around in the joint. So you can have those episodes where your kneecap might sublux or might dislocate, or your shoulder can sometimes pop in and out. And that's pretty common. Most of those patients, again, they're on the scale of, you know, of normal. They just happen to be on the higher side of normal for that ligamentous laxity. And, you know, treating that with the right type of exercise to build the muscle strength is their major key to try to preventing that from happening.
Well, you know, when she said that to me, it freaked me out a little bit, because I remember a couple years ago with my mom in Florida, and it was the day we were leaving Florida. We had a flight to catch, and she was curling her hair, and she dislocated her shoulder. We actually ended up in the emergency room. And it wasn't like a little, oh, I'm just going to slide this back. It was major.
Yeah,
okay?
That was a real dislocation, yeah.
Yeah, we almost missed our flight. And so there are obviously different degrees, but when she said that, I was like, what do you mean you're going to put it back in right now?
Yeah. So if she did it in class and she slides it back in, it was probably a lesser degree subluxation, or maybe she dislocated, but it was, you know, it's when it becomes chronic in nature. So the first time you dislocate your shoulder or your kneecap, you know it. It's usually associated with a big trauma or an injury. The second time might not be as traumatic. It could be a little bit less. And then if you're still hanging in there, third time, fourth time, fifth time, it becomes a lot easier to slide in and out. It's kind of, if you were to use an analogy, it's kind of like using a suction cup. If you've ever played with a suction cup on a wet piece of glass, it's really hard to pull off the first time.
Right.
But if you put a little nick in the bottom corner of that suction cup, you can always kind of spin it off towards that nick, and it always wants to pop off in that area. That's what you would see with your shoulder if it dislocated, is the cartilage rim on the inside would tear, and then every time you go towards that window, it would be really easy for it to just kind of slide right out through that little tear hole.
Right.
So
that's a good analogy, actually. Yeah. Yes. I'll tell you, I hope I never have one, because I remember hearing, it wasn't pretty the first time my mom did it, and that was it, the time we were in Florida, because there was a lot of yelling going on. Yeah.
I could imagine.
Yikes. Anyways, I wanted to also ask you about tendonitis, because that's probably the other thing that I hear all the time in the gym. I have tendonitis of this. I have tendonitis of that. Okay, what are you doing in the gym? Like, I mean, like, are you doing anything about it? And so what is tendonitis? Tell our listeners.
So tendonitis is, you know, the tendon, and the itis part is the inflammation part. So it's an inflammation of the tendon. We can get that anywhere in our body where we have these tendons. It could be in your wrist, in your shoulder, your elbow, knee, you name it. Tendonitis is an overuse problem. It's from using the tendon or using this joint too much and causes inflammation, or it's actually really starting to cause a little breakdown of that tendon where your body is trying to heal, but you're not giving it enough time to heal. And you keep that cycle going by continuing to work through this tendonitis and use this tendon over and over again, which then causes more pain, more inflammation, and more breakdown of that tendon. So it's an ongoing cycle that's usually treated by activity modification, which is resting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't like that word.
or doing other exercises that aren't using that tendon to the same degree. If you're doing the same repetition over and over again, like as the water is now thawed and we're going to get the kids out on the water and they're going to be doing their crew and they're working out and doing the same motion over and over and over again, and you start getting a tendonitis or a pain with that, if you keep going back and doing that expecting a different result, it's not going to happen. You have to rest from that, and you have to try to pick a different exercise to work on for a little while.
Right.
So to minimize that tendonitis, you know, you maybe try to do a little cross training or try to do a different exercise to keep yourself fit.
Yeah.
And to keep your cardio up, but give your tendons a little time to rest.
Or the same exercise, or this working the same muscle groups in a different way.
Correct.
You know, so.
Correct.
And the crew you're talking about is the crew, like.
Yeah, whether out on the water.
Oh.
Or erging.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. It's time to see that kind of stuff. But I think there's ice still in the water.
I know.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
I'm hoping soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, we had 80 degrees yesterday, almost 80 degrees.
That's right.
The last couple of days, so it should be awesome. Well, I know that you are, you know, obviously busy, but I'll tell you what. When I have my first injury, I do not want to rest. So we got to come up with something else. No, I'm just kidding. I know it's important. And I've been blessed because I've been doing this for 30, 30 plus years, although I'm only 35. And so I know that I have to pay attention to my form. I have to have impeccable exercise, form.
Technique. Yeah,
technique.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also I need days off. Okay. So Mother's Day is a day off for me. I just want to remind everybody.
A day
everybody.
Of rest, yes.
It's a day of rest, not only from my workouts, but also from, doing dishes. Just saying. Okay. So, Dr. Peter Gamagorda, I'm so glad you joined us today.
Well, and thank you for having me on again today, Robbie. It's always great to come see you.
I want to thank your wife, too, for letting us bring you in today because, you know, her day is not just tomorrow she should be resting, but today, too.
I'm going to go home and save her from the kids now.
So yes. That's a good thing to do. Who said this the other day? Somebody said this to me, and I said, could you repeat that? Because I don't think my husband heard it. Women are the salt of the earth, he said. I forget who said that. Oh, it was my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law said that. And that's so sweet, that women are the salt of the earth. And, of course, you know, he lost his wife, so he, my sister, and unfortunately, but he realizes that. Women are the salt of the earth. Women are who holds the family together, the glue that holds the family together. So, you know.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day to you and your mother as well.
And your mother and your wife.
Thank you.
So we hope to see you again soon in the next couple of weeks. Once again, Dr. Peter Gamagorda works at Northtown Orthopedics. He is the director of the
Children's Hospital Sports Medicine Department.
Yes. Is it still called Children's Hospital?
It is.
Okay, good, good. Okay, and you can call him at 716-204-2550, 204-2550. Going to an orthopedic surgeon does not mean he's going to do surgery on you, as he said. So keep that in mind, and don't settle for just walking around with injuries. Doctor, thank you so much, and we will see you hopefully in the next couple of weeks again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Robbie.
Enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. I'll make a big deal about it when it's Father's Day, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth and hopefully a special guest very shortly. Stay with us.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, you need to make a lasting impression on your customers. Resolution Print Solutions will help you stand out in the crowd. With state-of-the-art print technology, their team is skilled at printing eye-catching window signs, outdoor signs, and point-of-purchase displays. Plus, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and much more. Contact Jeff at Resolution Print Solutions today at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gamagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gamagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back, and Dr. Peter Gamagorda just joined us. I love him. Great guy. Wonderful surgeon, but he doesn't just do surgery, don't forget. Again, you can call him at 716-204-2550. Well, you know, I've been talking every week. I always talk about my mom. You know that. My mom had her 92-year-old birthday recently. And, you know, I'm going to cry. One of my heart's desires is to have her on the air. Oh, Robbie, you're so emotional. And, you know, she's taught me so much. And some of the things she's taught me is to pray about everything, go to church, believe in God. He loves you, and so do I. She always tells us how much she loves us. To love your sisters, that, you know, friends may come and go, but sisters will always be your sisters. Oh, Jacob's. You're going to have to get the Kleenex, Jacob. Okay, always be there for your family and your friends and carry each other's burdens. My mother's always carried my burdens and all of my sisters. Always to be honest and tell the truth. These are some of the things my mom has taught me. Also, to forgive and forget, to count your blessings, and I always count my blessings. Never burn bridges. Important one, to love one another deeply. This is something my mother has demonstrated every day. And to hold on to your good friends, to give more than you take. And again, my mother demonstrates this every day. She always gives more than she takes. She always says, remember how much I love you and be sure to love your children. You can't love too much. Ah, now I'm crying. Now I'm crying. Oh, he's pointing at the tissue here. Thanks, Jacob. And then there was, listen to this, my mother always taught me, make your bed when you get up. It takes up 90% of the room. When the bed is made, then the room looks great. She taught me to eat your vegetables. See where I get it from, you guys? Always keep your room, house, and clean, and no clothes on the floor. My mom always taught me to use my manners, to put my feet up, to respect my elders, to work hard but have fun. And she taught me to eat, to eat before you get sick. She's always like, eat before you get sick. Or when you are sick, eat. And for every other reason, eat. When you feel sad, when you feel bad, just eat because you'll feel better. And these are words of the wise that I hope to pass on for many generations to come. I'm going to cry. I am crying. So I wanted to say happy Mother's Day to my 92-year-old mom. Good morning, Mom.
Hey, good morning. Hi, Mom.
Mom, can you hear me, Mom?
Say hi.
Mom.
Honey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. You sound really good.
Well, I'm crying. I don't know why, but you're not emotional, but I'm emotional. And I was just reading all of the things that you taught me. You taught me so many more things, but did you hear some of the things that I talked about? So did you hear me say some of the things, you know, make my bed and all that stuff?
Yeah, we listened. You heard her.
Yes. Mom?
Yes, honey?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing today, Mom?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good.
I miss you.
I miss you, too. I'll be home in just, like, 20 minutes. And so, Mom, I just want to say happy Mother's Day, and I wanted to tell you how much I love you and how grateful I am for everything you've done.
It was the easiest job I ever tackled.
You know, one of the things I love about you, Mom, is that you're so witty. You're always, always funny. You're always in a good mood, and I'm not always in a good mood. I have to say, when I'm sleep deprived, but no matter what happens, you're always in a good mood and you're very witty and you're always ready to go, go, go. It doesn't matter. You know, you always want to live life. And we just got back from Florida. I was so grateful to have that time with you, Mom. And I just want to say how much, you know, Susan and I and everybody, our friends and our family, everybody appreciates you and how much we love you.
I love you all more than I can tell you.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to come on the air today. And do you have any words of wisdom to the people listening, all the listeners listening right now, Mom? What is something, a key that can help them get to 92 years old? What is it that you can say that helped you get? I know I'm putting you on the spot here and we didn't practice this, but what would you say to the listeners to live to be 92, what's the key?
Okay.
Two. Is there a key, Mom, that you can tell people to live to 92? Is it working hard? Is it surrounding yourself with people you love? It's probably all of that.
It's been my pleasure.
Aw, she's so cute. All right, Mom. I love you. I love you. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day. And we're going to have a big party tomorrow, okay?
Raquel is just coming through.
Hi, Raquel. Okay, Mom. I love you. I'll see you in a few minutes, okay?
Mother, say goodbye.
Bye, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, honey.
Okay. I love you. Love you. Okay. Well, I'll see you in a few minutes. But you know what? These are all the things that my mom has taught me, and I'm so grateful to have her at 92. She has a tough time with the technology, like even the regular phones. She does have a cell phone, by the way, but she doesn't use it. So anyway, I do want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day, and also remind you that the Raw Truth Recharge is still going on. It's going on until Kingdom Bound, which is coming up in August. Starts August 3rd. And Church on the Beach is coming up. Church on the Beach. It's a great time for family. You can bring your kids. You can bring people who never go to church. You can bring people who go to church. And the lineup is all on Church on the Beach. If you go to the WDCX website and you click on the events page, you can see the Raw Truth Recharge is there. Also, Church on the Beach. It's got the lineup of all of the people that are presenting. I know Jill Kelly is presenting. I hope to see Jill and the family today or tomorrow, by the way. And we are still praying for Jim Kelly. I just want to say thank you to all of those people who are praying for Jim Kelly and Ben and everyone else who needs it, because it's not just them. God is using the two of them in incredible ways, you know, for his glory. But they are presenting at Church on the Beach, God willing, and so many other people. So make sure you check out Church on the Beach. And, of course, join the Raw Truth Recharge. The way you do it is you do need to be on Facebook. I got to say this quick because we're running out of time. But if you go onto the WDCX Facebook page, you click like to join the WDCX Facebook page. And then you go to events, and under events is the Raw Truth Recharge. And we have over 600 people on there. I know there's, you know, hundreds more that aren't on that page that are emailing me privately and things like that. And I try and get to as many as I can, but it's tough for me because it's easier for me to communicate with everybody else in one spot. Trying to post some things on my website as well at robbieraw.com. So if you're not on Facebook, you can go to robbieraw.com, and I am posting some of the things on there as well. This Friday on AM Buffalo, Neil Boron will be joining me on AM Buffalo, and also, you know, somebody else with us as well from a BAC member that has joined the Raw Truth Recharge. We want you to join us. It's just a journey on health, fitness, and nutrition. And so check it out. Make sure that you take care of your loved ones in the next couple of days. Remember that Mom's Day, whether your mom is here or in heaven, is an important day to honor them and also to spread the love and glorify and honor God. I want you all to stay on track this week, Raw Truth Recharge or not. And remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. You guys have a great week, and we'll be right back here next week for the Raw Truth. God bless.